one of the privates today, this was amazing. She wanted to talk about authenticity. And this is what the channel had to say about authenticity. You're already there. You are already authentic. You can't help but being authentic, except if you think you're not. You see, it's not about, oh, I always have to be goody-two-shoes, and I always have to be positive and smiling. No, being authentic is, you know what, in this moment I'm pissed off, and I'm going to love myself while I'm pissed off, and I'm going to choose, if I so desire, to create something else for me, but authentically, this is who I am right now. Otherwise, you just push yourself away and you're not dealing with your energy, which, by the way, one of the biggest things that is up right now is we must, again, keep the focus on the fact that all aspects of us in all of our consciousness are integrated. Integrated as one complete whole under our direction that then the rest of the universe can rush forward to support us in. Okay? So, number one, you're already there. Number two, again, they are urging you to move into experience more than words. And they gave us the song Amazing Grace, which was actually a vibration, an experience of the God that I am. I am Amazing Grace. Can you all join me with that, please? I am Amazing Grace. Now, just take a moment. I want you to drop in your hearts, open your hearts. What does that feel like? To know and experience yourself as Amazing Grace. Okay, really, you should have had kind of a feeling of your heart swelling and expanding, kind of like when you see a beautiful rainbow, right? That's who you are. That's authentically who you are, guys. You're Amazing Grace. The third thing that they brought in to us about authenticity was you're not authentic if you're holding yourself in struggle. You know, I accept the ease of the creation that I am. I accept the ease of the amazing grace that I am. And I trust that all world rushes forward to support me. I trust others to let me create me. I mean, it was a whole theme in these amazing private sessions today that went right along with, we're already there, guys. We're authentically there. But we must know it and hold that belief and that focus for the experience to move forward in the three-dimensional world. I trust me to create me no matter what. Everybody's claiming this with me, right? I trust me to create me no matter what, because I have been given free will and I know that I am the God of me. I accept that I am the creation of me in every dimension because I know that I have integrated me in every dimension. And so, therefore, all of the me's must follow the direction that I am giving them as the God of me now. We're going in and out of dimensions. I'm sure a lot of you are aware of that. That's one reason that your bodies are kind of going, what's up right now, in varied and sundry ways. Like they're saying, yelling in my head right now, dizziness, vertigo, a little bit disorientation. Those are all kind of significant symbols physically of us going in and out of a dimension. Don't resist it, guys. It's the resistance that's creating the body aches and the dizziness. Accept it. Accept that you're multidimensional, and now while you're in embodiment, you can easily slip in and out of them. Okay? Accept, and allow. I accept the receiving of the new energy that I am now. We've been creating this new energy for flipping, well, they're saying decades. I was thinking years, but okay, I'll go with decades. We have been ushering this in. Accept it, guys. Accept it while you're embodiment. That's why you were here. That's why you chose to be here. That's what you choose to do here. Okay?